It is the WIP Afternoon Show.
We got one phone out.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
With the camera going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the flashlight was going.
Like I said, I think we're getting better at singing.
We're way better at singing.
Sounds better.
I truly believe
what Twitter said last week. We're doing a great job.
All I saw were the people that said, yes, we are getting better at singing. This segment, sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, what up, y'all?
What's up,
what
dude?
Up, Chuck?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6ers.
Sixers.
Oh, no Embiid tonight, Chuck. You can enjoy the game.
We're not talking about it, Jack.
That's my bad.
You tried to close this division. Now you're trying to open it back up.
I would never.
No. We said we're not talking about Joel Embiid. We're talking
about
Joel.
That's right. That's on me, Chuck. That's on me.
We're talking about the 76ers, but not Joel. You know what I mean? And, you know, but listen, let me say this, right, about the Bryce situation. I think Dave Dombrowski brought this on himself. Yeah, I do agree with you, Spike, wholeheartedly, that this is his out. You know what I mean? He wanted an extension, didn't get it. But when you don't give somebody what they want, you know what I mean, and, you know, they played all year long, you know, not getting what they want, you don't kind of, like, make them mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he could have handled that a little better. You know what I mean? So, you know, hey, man, it's sad that we're going down this road, but maybe the chips fall where they may. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the Eagles go, man, I don't even know where to start with these. The cornerback. Yeah, I want to start with the cornerback.
Corner or quarter?
The corner. The CB.
Okay.
The second cornerback, Ringo. For all the people out there saying we need a second cornerback, no, we don't. I like Ringo. Give the kid a chance to play. He has a lot of talent. You know what I mean? That's why he was drafted where he was drafted at. I don't need to see a Dory Jackson again. The guy plays a little bit more physical ball, brand of football than you know, Dory Jackson. And I like to see him still out there. So, you know, let him grow into his position. You know, still got a lot of weeks of football left. I think he'd be fine. And as far as, Donovan.
Something tells me nobody's going to hold down that corner spot.
No. I do think a Dory Jackson will get it when he comes back.
Rotating spot.
And it's not like he was going up against the Jerry Rice and Andre Reed and, you know, like yesterday. There's... You know, it's Wandale Robinson and whoever the hell else is catching. Oh, yeah, Darius Slayton.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but
anyway,
I think
go
that,
ahead.
You know, you're not going to have every position locked down, you know, as a top position. You know, I mean, you got good linebackers, good defensive tackles. And, you know what I mean? I think it'll be one weak link. It's going to be the second cornerback, but I think he'll be fine. He gets some confidence. You know what I mean? Dory Jackson's going to do it for me. But, yeah, Donovan Hurd from Northeast Philly earlier. Talking about running the ball 40 times. What the hell was he talking about?
Dude.
He was a fullback, too? Like a real fullback?
Yeah, I had to stop him on that one, Chuck. Yeah.
He said the pistol. I thought the eye formation. I thought he was Herb. I thought I was listening to Herb. I really did. He went back 25 years ago when he came up second behind Marshall Faulk, for the MVP. They don't give running backs MVPs anymore. And if they do get this guy MVP this year, I'm going to protest. Because Saquon.
Exactly. I think I'll be even more upset if they gave it to Jonathan Taylor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if they do, I think that Saquon may have helped open the door for it. Like, then the NFL over the last couple of years has definitely become more running back forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the only reason that I think it might be possible in that running backs are becoming, on a lot of teams, the most important offensive player on the team.
Dude,
I mean,
starting pitching back in baseball and the running backs back.
Yeah.
But don't you think Daniel Jones will take some of those votes? Remember a couple of years ago,
he might,
when it was McCaffrey and people felt like, well, Brock Purdy should have been the MVP or could have been the MVP, and then they lost to Baltimore on Sunday night, and that's how Lamar wound up getting the MVP.
I think
Purdy was taking some of Christian McCaffrey's votes as well.
I think what could happen is there's a lot of groupthink with all this, and maybe there's like a wave in the last 4 weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. If it just keeps going this way, people saying publicly
that it
should
be
on national TV is, you know what, it's actually not a quarterback this year,
right.
And that becomes the story.
Well, because there's no way they want to give the MVP to Daniel Jones, too.
No. They'll happily give it to Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know. There's such a stigma about Daniel Jones and that he stinks and, like, It would be such an about face of like, now he's the MVP of the league.
League.
Well,
league.
Think about this, though, right? The right guy to brand, Jordan brand guy, you know what I'm saying? Quarterback in Philadelphia, we're number one. I'm just saying.
Dude, he's still not top 10. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, listen, things over this next four-game stretch, I guarantee you, and this is what will be great for those who think Jalen Hurts should be in that MVP conversation. And I'm one of those guys who I think now he's playing his way into that conversation. And he hasn't been that way all year, but I think he's playing his way there. These next four games
are he has
all
a shot.
On national TV.
Yes.
Green Bay Monday Good. Night, Detroit
Dallas.
Sunday night. Dallas 4:25 America's game, and then Chicago Black Friday.
Yep.
So he's going to get an opportunity there to get some real momentum going.
Yeah, he would, and I agree with you. Right. Listen, and N'Kobe Dean. Listen, I was upset that Jahai Campbell. That's my youngin. I like him as a linebacker, but hey, his time might not be now.
They got to find a way to get him out there, though. They got to find a way to get him out there some snaps.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying the defense just, you know, just the Kobe Dean just settles everybody down in their position.
Yeah.
I like the way he, you know, just commands the defensive side of the football, like as if a quarterback would with for the offense. So I like N'Kobe out there. I feel comfortable with him out there. And I got to go, y'all. I mean, I'm at Total Wines right now, and it's in the store about to fill up, so I got to get going. I'm out. Peace. Look.
All right, Chuck.
Store closes 6.
OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Here he is.
What's
OG.
Up, brother?
So y'all bring the OG in right after the flopper, huh?
Yeah. The flip-flopper.
Oh, yeah,
the flip-flopper.
Yeah, well, Chucky
he's
Ducky
passionate.
Is what I call him.
He's passionate.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
We're in a good place now. Don't disrespect Chuck.
Yeah. That is a good place.
You of
for
all
you.
People.
Yeah, that's what I said. That is a good place.
You know, don't disrespect me.
Calling him a bar stool, and you, yeah, okay, right. Yeah, okay.
Well, look, man, he pushed me into that.
Hey, listen, Ike, you said something. You said that the Eagles cannot afford to lose AJ, where it would weaken the team, right?
Yes.
So. While I agree with you in part, but if you could weaken one side of the team to strengthen the other, because it's obvious that we know we need help at corner and edge, right? So, and we also know that we have, if you're really looking at it, we got too much on offense. And that, to me, that lies the issue with AJ. I think AJ is a great wide receiver. I think AJ is not, he's too good of a receiver for our type of style of play. But what AJ is missing out on is that the entire NFL is changing from that, you know, throw 30, 40 times down to now everybody's running their running backs now. So there's really no team. AJ, I don't know if he's thinking or not, no team that's out there airing the ball out to one wide receiver, you know, play after, you know, so I don't know what he's looking for. But what I do know is that what he's running or complaining about here, he complained about in Tennessee. It's why they moved on from him. So he hasn't learned from anything. I think that we're here in this city treating AJ like he's 10 years old. AJ is a grown-ass man that is crying out for people's attention or whatever it is. I can't help him at this point because you complaining about touches and this and that when your team is winning and you know that what you're doing is hurting the team. And I heard Elliot say everybody likes him and AJ. Well, where's the leadership at? Who likes a person that got Twitter fingers that's causing distractions from your team? Who wants that? I mean, what owner, what GM, what player, what any damn thing? Who wants that on their team?
I agree with you, owner and GM. And actually, you and I on this are pretty aligned, OG, on the AJ thing. I do think most of the players have grown up with lots of guys with Twitter fingers and Instagram fingers and maybe don't pay much attention to it. But I do think it's unfair to the quarterback.
Yeah. I think that if you look at Jalen yesterday,
doesn't even
that was the happiest I've seen Jalen in I can't even tell you the last time I've
seen him. He did look pretty happy.
Around.
Wonder why.
I mean, yeah. This dude just, you know, and plus he plays freely. You know, I think I said this to on the morning show, and they all poo-pooed it, right? And I said that sometimes you can have too many weapons because it's strenuous for a quarterback to try to make all of these personalities happy. You know what I'm saying? It's a harder job to do opposed to having guys that just – and I'm going to be honest with you. I would love to see what the kid Cooper can do from the position that he would be called upon to play. Yesterday they tried to go at him and he drew a pass interference call. I would like to see a little bit more of him.
I agree with you, OG. I think, and maybe the Eagles.
Appreciate the call, OG.
I don't think anything happens during the season, because I just think it weakens your chances of getting to the Super Bowl and winning another championship. But in the offseason, they're going to be asking themselves, is the juice worth the squeeze?
Do we want to do this, especially with a salary cap that has a lot more people trying to take bites out of the app?
And if you look at it and say, we're not some pass-centric offense, so how are we going to keep people happy anyway?
He's never going to be happy.
Like this is going to constantly crop up. So OG may be right in the sense that we don't have the type of offense that's conducive to as many weapons that we have. And sometimes you can have a little too much.
And you could spend the money elsewhere. Not that I'm saying they should do this, but look at running back. Would it make more sense to invest more money, not $10 million a year, but would it make more sense to get a $3 or $4 million running back along with Saquon and do a little more of what Detroit does if you're going to run the ball that much? You know, I don't know. And we keep talking about all these defensive players that they're going to have to pay.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a conversation they're going to have, whether A.J. forces it or not. We've talked about this for a year or so now, that at some point the Eagles are going to have to make a decision about what they do with those two wide receivers. It's going to be hard to keep them at the salaries they're at.
Yeah, when you're not throwing the ball 35 times
and you're not throwing the ball 40 times a game. Yeah.
And it kind of feels like Devontae's breaking out.
It does.
Yeah, well, he's hitting the prime of his career right now. Yeah.
And, yeah, you know.
He was great yesterday.
Donovan always says he's the best route runner. I saw Mina Kimes, the tweet earlier. Yeah. She said, you know, he's the best route runner, blah, 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 blah.
Heard Uncle Merle say yesterday, you got two number one wide receivers.
Oh, did he? You know, if you have two number one wide receivers, you don't have any. You can only have one. So Sixers play Orlando tonight. Embiid not playing, and that they're playing back-to-backs. I would not expect him to play any back-to-backs.
Yes, the entire don't need
year.
Him to. Yep.
Makes a little more sense. So they play Washington tomorrow, and then they don't play again until Friday. So
they
play
in Washington or here?
In Washington.
Okay.
So when you think about the trying to space it out for him, he buys an extra day of rest here, and then he has, you know, a couple of nights off before they play Friday again. So makes some sense. Orlando's good. I expect them probably to lose tonight. But the game on Saturday night was awesome. I mean, it was – so they come out smoking, and then they fall back by 10.
Yep.
This is the second out of two games that I saw Tyrese Maxey do something that a number one option star does.
Yep.
So in the first game, there's a couple of times during the game where you feel like the game might be slipping away. He hits two threes in a row. Just pulls up, hits him, gets the game settled down. Fourth quarter, they're down 10. And you know what he thought? He said – they can't guard me. I'm just going to make them foul me over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I think it was four or five possessions in the fourth quarter where he just made them foul him. And it did two things. First of all, stop the clock, let you put a couple of points up. But they're not good at transition defense. You have free throws. You don't have to worry about transition defense anymore. And I thought Maxey doing that at that point in the game. And I like Maxey, but I've been a Maxey doubter about what sort of load he can handle. But in these two games, he's bit. Stop it, Jack. It's not that funny. Just because I said the word load, it's honestly, you're going to have to let it go.
Which means he's holding on.
Yeah, I saw it. And he's cracking up. You can't hear this on the radio, but he's hysterical right now.
I like looking at the camera.
Yeah, I just – it was a great game for him, and it was a big win. You know, they've won two games by the skin of their teeth, but it was an exciting game. Unfortunately, Barlow is not playing again tonight because he has some sort of – he has a laceration on his elbow. They have to go through a procedure to fix it or something. But it was a nice little win on Saturday night.
Yeah, win. Yep. Early, like you said, a good comeback win.
Yep.
At home. And his team is starting to develop into something. It just makes you want to watch him more and more and just keep watching the development of these young players. I'm just watching them now to get accustomed to watching the younger players.
Yeah.
I know who Edgecombe is, but some of these other young guys, I didn't watch preseason. I didn't watch summer league.
Yep.
So I'm getting a chance to get used to watching these young players on the Sixers.
It was nice to see Justin Edwards wasn't in the rotation. He had a bad summer league, a bad preseason, but Jabari Walker didn't play that well. So
I remember Justin Edwards from last year.
Yeah.
He was a big deal last year.
Well, Justin Edwards is an interesting thing. He was a number two overall high school recruit.
Yeah.
He went to Kentucky for 1 year. He ended up undrafted. But he got in there on Saturday night, hit a few threes. They needed the shooting from him.
Yeah.
So, and Oubre. Sorry, Oubre had a good game on Saturday night.
And Grimes.
Grimes
with the game winner.
Hits that shot.
I want to say Brenton Grimes.
Nope.
I played with Brent Grimes. But Quentin Grimes.
Quentin Grimes.
Hits
that big three.
I played with Brent Grimes in Atlanta.
But it was a big shot from him. But
yeah.
Maxey sees they were going to play
it up. Yep.
Set it up, and he hits the shot.
Dude, I'm just telling you, betting on Maxey threes is an exhilarating experience.
Well, because he pulls up from everywhere.
He just goes down there, starts shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, 7+ tonight's like.
No, don't.
Nah, I don't do it.
7+?
That's a lot.
What's the odds on that?
It's like +1,000.
Oh.
4, I could see.
+1,000.
He just hit 7 the other night. He's not hitting 7 again.
Yeah. +1,000. You make talk me into it.
Yeah.
And the other good thing about the Sixers is like, Embiid is not playing tonight, but people are so excited with the young. Oh, Edgecombe the other night, too, had a nice, 15-5-4?
Yeah.
Fine. You know?
The best thing about his game is he didn't force it.
No.
He didn't try to come out and score 34 points at
him. No.
He let the game come to him, took the open shots when they were there. Love it, man. It's good stuff.
It's a winning player.
Might have ourselves a fun little season for the Sixers.
Good stuff.
Hopefully it doesn't go wrong like it always does. Well, the Trenton Watford had a hamstring injury 3.5 weeks ago. Still haven't seen the guy. And now we have the laceration on Barlow's elbow, which is the most Sixers injury ever for him to be out.
We're not going to let it ruin the vibes.
No, okay.
Everything's fine.
All right. Game 3 tonight?
Yeah.
Or is it tomorrow night?
No, it's
game 3 tonight.
It's tonight?
8 o'clock first pitch.
Scherzer's going to get shelled.
Yeah. So, I think the Blue Jays had their win. And now... Yeah. Dodgers end up winning 4-1.
Game 1 was awesome.
Yeah?
Game 1 was awesome.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
And then Pablo Torre talked to the local grocery store that Mike Lombardi attends. And guess what he found out? He doesn't hold the door for people. Amazing. Spike talking to Rebel this weekend.
Yep.
DVL, I got to get used to him doing that.
What, D-Voice Luke?
Yeah. Yeah, I was not ready for that.
Oh. Mike Lombardi.
You actually sound just like
him. Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to Rebel about Mike Lombardi this weekend.
More fraud cases.
Total
Mike
fraud.
Lombardi.
I was like, Rebel, look. The guy kept telling me he knows how to run a successful organization. He lied. He's not a 3-time Super Bowl champion. What's next?
Would you like the chicken or the beef? Party guy Spike at the wedding asking if the guests would like to see the chicken slaughterhouse videos or the cow slaughterhouse videos before dinner.
Fun guy Spike. Party guy Spike.
Somebody... My friend Rags is another guy there.
Oh, smoke Rags.
Yeah, Rags was like, he makes fun of me for the vegan thing.
Right.
And he said, you're a little sensitive when I make fun of you with that. And I said, I'm not sensitive. I'm just going to ask you if you know where your food came from.
Yep. Not sensitive.
Yeah, the waiter came over and he said, you had the crab cake. I said, I did not. He said, says right here you had the crab cake. Said, I am telling you, I don't have the crab cake.
Yeah, I'm sure he did bang the table, too, right there.
No, I was cool. Okay. After he left, I banged the table.
Of course.
I don't have the crab cake. What's next?
Aw, you're all so cute. The afternoon show when McClain and Sirianni are having a tickle fest at the press conference.
Oh, yeah. Enough.
It's nauseating.
Yeah, I get it. You guys had a joke one time.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we let it go?
Who? McLean? Is that you?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, Sirianni.
It's Sirianni.
Me. Yeah.
Ask the tough questions.
That was bad.
Yeah, get in there. Enough. There's one thing that happened one time. And they froze Elliot out again.
Again?
Again.
What are they trying to hide?
Yep. He gave them all A's on his report card. There's no complaints here. What's next?
Do you think Spike trying to get off a question to Donovan?
Oh, yeah. It's unreal. He doesn't even let me finish.
No, he pulls you right over.
Yep.
He can't help himself.
I simply asked him, best offensive game of the year? He's like, nah, not really. Dude, they had 500 yards. They scored 38 points. Will you stop it? This quarterback threw for 4 touchdowns. They had 200-yard running backs. What do you want, Donovan? What do you want?
If they're going under center. Now, they're not doing screen plays under center, so maybe when they add that to the...
They did one. They ran a screen. Saquon ran a screen.
He did.
It was nice.
Did. I said, you know, they might trade AJ Brown. They're not trading him. All right,
he said that defiantly. He was upset, though.
What's next?
I don't think he passed the ball that well. It was just chunk plays and stats. Donovan, after watching Foles play in the 2017 Super Bowl.
didn't do enough offensively that day.
Yeah. He threw us a curveball. We didn't realize he was going to minimize with Jalen.
Well, he's always balanced. He balances the universe.
Yeah, he threw us a curveball.
They play bad. I say they play bad. He's like, no, they actually play good.
No, he was all right.
Yep. What's next?
I'm going to kill you. Donovan, when Spike brought up the idea of Dak still being the MVP.
I will say this, though. The fact that he brought up Baker right away means that I'm in Donovan's head, too.
Oh, he was ready.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Went straight to Baker.
Everyone's in each other's heads on this show.
Yep. That's the goal.
That's the bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Fun show today.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all fun after W's.
Yes.
For some people.
Yeah. And then, you know, we do have a couple weeks without a game, so the Fritz Hertz intervention show has to happen.
Sure.
Just thinking of all the shows, all the fun we're going to have.
Oh, I like that. Fritz Hertz intervention.
Yep. What do you think of that, Jack? We bring in your childhood coaches again?
Yeah. Interview
every intervention.
Interview them all.
Get Jill on.
Yeah. Well, she's not a huge fan of it.
Of what?
Of the anti-Jalen.
Oh, because she doesn't like when people are mad at you about it? Or
no.
She likes Hurts.
She thinks I'm not a joyless hump to be around during the game.
Oh, because you're like, listen,
yeah.
Because she gets to hear everything he says.
Yes.
Oh, I was ranting.
He's yelling at the TV the whole time.
I was ranting to her yesterday.
And she's like, hold on, they're winning. Why aren't you enjoying this?
Yes. Yep. I thought you were an Eagles fan.
She asked that every week.
Yeah.
And I try to explain to her, I am an Eagles fan.
You've dug yourself a hole,
but I have dug myself a hole.
All right.
I'm monitoring the elite situation.
The Jordan Mailata show is next with Jordan, of course, myself, and LHR Parks. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and this week's player, Elliot Shore Parks. It'll all be
good
here
job, Elliot.
At Chickies and Pete's. We will talk to you tomorrow, same place, same time. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.